The issue of climate change is becoming more pressing than ever. Across the globe, we're witnessing an increasing number of once-in-a-lifetime extreme weather events, and as the world heats up, we're only going to continue to see more and more. If you don't care about climate change now, very soon you will be left with no choice but to care. Scientists warn that we're rapidly heading towards an unstoppable sixth mass extinction event. It's imperative we act now to minimize the damage that we've already made. But how much damage are you responsible for? You're listening to the Marketing for a Sustainable Future podcast, and on today's episode, we're going to answer the question, am I just a drop in the ocean? Do my actions and choices as an individual consumer really matter? So without further ado, let's get into it. So I'm sure you've all heard about your carbon footprint, the way in which your lifestyle contributes to carbon emissions. However, have you ever heard about carbon numeracy? Carbon numeracy refers to an individual's ability to correctly understand their own carbon footprint and manage the impact of their decisions. Now, the interesting thing about carbon numeracy is that we often get it wrong. In fact, consumers vastly underestimate the impact of certain behaviours like travel and meat consumption, and greatly overestimate the impact of smaller actions such as using an LED light bulb or avoiding plastic packaging. This means that consumers can waste their time focusing on improving less effective actions while simultaneously ignoring actions which have a greater impact. Now, don't get me wrong, these small actions matter too in helping the world. In fact, small environmental actions can help lead to a domino effect, in which an individual will gain motivation to take on more environmental actions. However, there's also a danger that after engaging in one sustainable action, an individual might feel justified in subsequently engaging in less environmentally friendly actions. That's why it's essential for consumers to fully understand the impact of their sustainable choices. If we as marketers can help educate consumers on the actions which have bigger impacts, such as reducing air travel, washing clothes on a lower setting, and even air drying clothes, we could enhance our individual efforts to protecting the environment. Although we might feel like we're a drop in the ocean, our decisions do lead to environmental harm. I know what some of you might be thinking at this point. So what? I have an impact. My impact is nothing compared with the large organizations polluting our Earth. They're the big fish in the sea of environmental destruction. And I'm not going to argue with you on that. A study recently revealed that since 2016, a staggering 80% of greenhouse gas emissions can be traced back to just 57 companies. 57 companies! And while that statistic highlights the massive role corporations have on the environment, it doesn't mean that consumer actions aren't without value. There's this term in economics called consumer sovereignty, where consumers have the power to influence producers and ultimately shape the market with their purchasing decisions. Even though each individual action may seem small, when these choices are combined on a large scale, companies will respond to the demand. Not because they necessarily believe in the cause, but because it suits them economically. And we've actually seen this happen in the marketplace. Remember the Save the Turtles campaign that led to the reduction of plastic straws? That movement was driven by consumer pressure, which ultimately pushed companies and governments to change their policies to respond to consumer demands. Of course, we could have a big debate here about carbon numeracy skills and how effective banning the straws have actually been on helping the environment, especially when we compare it to other single-use plastic pollutants. But that's a discussion for another day. My main point here is that consumers aren't just passive participants in the marketplace. We can actively influence organizations and governments when we work together. History has shown that when enough of us take a stand, companies will adapt, proving we can drive change and make an impact. But here's the problem. See, sometimes businesses like to be sneaky. They might deliberately mislead or lie to consumers about how environmentally friendly they are, in a term known as greenwashing. Do you remember when I was telling you about how bad we are as consumers with our carbon numeracy? Well, greenwashing directly distorts our understanding of the environmental impact of our choices. It gives us the false impression that we're making ethical decisions, when in reality we're doing very little to help the planet. When we're not actively on the lookout for greenwashing tactics by companies, we become highly susceptible to falling for them. Thankfully, consumers aren't dumb. In fact, when we come together, we're actually quite smart. When we communicate with each other, we form a collective intelligence, making it harder for companies to trick us. By staying informed and educating one another, we have the power to hold companies accountable. When we combine as consumers and form a collective, we can create massive waves of impact. A great example of this is H&M's greenwashing scandal. The clothing brand H&M launched and marketed a so-called environmentally friendly conscious collection, which, as a fast fashion company, was quickly criticized by consumers and activists. The clothing items in the conscious collection included scorecards to inform consumers about how environmentally friendly the clothing was. However, an investigation discovered that more than half of these scorecards were greatly exaggerating the truth, and H&M were forced to retract them. This highlights how powerful we are together in demanding transparency from companies, and how we can work together to collectively raise our carbon numeracy. Unfortunately, our poor carbon numeracy skills and businesses tricking us aren't our only obstacles to saving the planet. We might say, think, and believe that we are sustainable individuals, but we don't often act sustainably. This is what's called the attitude-behavior gap. Basically, when we talk the talk with sustainability, but we don't walk the walk. Fortunately, scientists have come up with frameworks to help bridge this gap. And one key component I want to draw your attention to is the role of social influence. Just like how when we form a collective, we can put pressure on companies and governments, we can also put pressure on ourselves and each other. Humans are inherently social beings. We have a need to fit in and follow expectations of others. So by making sustainability the norm and socially desirable, we can help make sure to hold each other accountable. Every environmentally friendly choice you make can influence the behavior of those around you, building a collective momentum that encourages more people to act sustainably. So, let's go back to our episode's main question. Am I a drop in the ocean? Do my actions as an individual consumer really matter? Well, although your impact is minuscule compared to the damage made by businesses and organizations, your actions do matter. Enough of us together can create a ripple of change, and it's these ripples that can turn the tides on how other people, big organizations, and governments think, behave, and act sustainably. So, my dear listener, the next time you're browsing in a shop or have your finger hovering over the checkout button, think about the impact of your choice. Educate yourself on how it affects our Earth. But don't stop there, educate others too. We hold the power to influence the market, and thereby the power to change the world. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This is your host, signing out.